Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's show. It is a Thursday. Today's garbage day.
Yes. I took it out.
Okay. We have Jay Santos and Major Elvis Newton of the Citizens Auxiliary Police getting indignant over criticism that they were MIA during a recent tropical storm, General.
Well, those guys, you know, it's the same old thing with them. We'll get out into the tropical storm, we'll help people, but we have to assess with a bowl of chowder.
Yeah, do with a bowl of chowder.
Well, I don't think he says chowder. Well,
I think they say a bowl of soup. Well, whatever, it doesn't matter. With
some kind of a warm, hot soup. So they can sit,
geez. Yeah, they can sit and hold their wife's hand or something.
I think that they're being responsible, but that's just me.
Right. So anyway, we'll listen to them.
What's that supposed to mean?
What?
Right.
Nothing, Margaret. It's okay. So let's listen to Jay Santos and Major Elvis Newton of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Also, we'll hear from Don Berman of Channel 19 News as he gives us the weather. This was a year ago when a tropical storm was passing through Southern California. Turned out it wasn't much. There wasn't any real high winds. It was just
2 hours of rainfall.
That was it. So let's listen. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. On the line with us from the South Bay. It's a big weekend. We had a tropical storm, Jay. I know that you have been in an uncomfortable situation.
It's not an uncomfortable situation, Phil. It's something that I've wanted to have a chance to explain.
No, we're going to have you explain that, but let me just tell people. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, Jay in particular, have been on our show before. And, you guys engage in... What would you say the mission of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is?
Well, the mission of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is and always has been the fact that we assist the police, we look over the shoulder of the police, we are officially, out and about trying to save lives and trying to get people, get their lives saved. And there's a lot that the police don't do, there's a lot that the police are not capable of doing, and there's a lot, quite frankly, the police... And I say this with the greatest of respect, Phil, but there's a lot to the police. Sometimes they just have the guts.
You're telling me the cops don't have the guts. Hold on, General. Hold on.
General, hold on.
General, I'll get to you in a minute, okay?
Yeah. This ought to be good.
I'm not saying the cops don't have the guts. Sometimes they back away from situations that they cannot deal with, and that's when the Citizens Auxiliary Police comes into play.
Now, Jay, just so people know, what other job do you have besides this?
I work as a security. I work security for the Johnson Beverage Company.
You're a rubber bullet cop.
Hey, General, just hold on.
General.
Yeah, General, you got...
General, look, rubber bullet cop, if you see a rubber bullet cop, come get some,
Be my guest.
Wait a minute. All right, guys, all I want to do is get the facts out on the table here before we start discussing what went wrong this weekend.
No, hold on for a minute. Nothing went wrong this weekend. This is what, when we have individuals... I want to just make this very clear. Citizens Auxiliary Police, okay, as you know, as everybody out there knows, we bring it, we save lives. The lives are on the line. We save lives, okay?
Right, but wait a minute, General. God. All right, so this weekend...
General Shaw wants to jump all over my stuff because we had flare dropped him one night, and we asked him to get out of his vehicle... After a flare drop.
You had me flare dropped, and then you wanted me to get out of my car. You flare dropped me one night and had me get out of my car to check out what kind of underwear I was wearing?
No. That was the night. What was that, Billy? That was Operation Underwear, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Operation Underwear.
Let me do it. That was Operation Underwear, and we had a situation in the South Bay where there was a guy going around pulling his pants down. And we were checking to see who had underwear on.
But you knew that was General Shaw.
You knew it was me, and you still had me pull my pants down.
General Shaw, we're out here to save lives, okay?
What lives are you saving? You know what?
Well, the fact is, and I had to call the LA County Sheriff.
Yeah, because I wasn't about to pull my pants down.
You were having people pull their pants down to see if they were the ones that were flashing, what, teenagers?
Flashing teenage girls on beach.
Yeah, and you know what? You got everything you wanted.
General Shaw took a swing at me. He took a swing at Sub-Commander Gleason. Took a swing at Sub-Commander Hepcat. He also, when we had Major Elvis Newton, came down to try to chill it out.
That guy Newton, he's trying to talk to me like I'm his equal or something.
Major Elvis Newton tried to chill you out before it got a lot worse. Okay.
What happened anyway?
Yeah, well, General Shaw was taken into custody by L.A. County Sheriff.
Sheriff took me into custody because I took a swing at numbnuts over here. We're not going to be able to do this interview if you keep butting in.
That's right.
I mean, I know...
Took a swing at numbnuts? You didn't even connect. You know that.
No, I didn't connect because they had me. By that point, they pulled me about 12 feet away from you. All right.
This is all extra legal stuff that you do, Jay. I don't know. And what did the police tell you?
The sheriff said that we had to break it down for a night. I said, okay, let's break it down, you know.
Yeah, they told you what you were doing was illegally detaining people.
We told the sheriff that we had a flasher down there on Wiener Beach. And
what do you mean, Wiener Beach?
That's that small strip of sand down there just below Redondo, okay?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I have a WIV down there, okay, so I know what I'm talking about. And the L.A. sheriff said us to break it down, so we broke it down.
Yeah, and they also told you that you had illegally detained me.
We got cited by the L.A. sheriff for... They tried to cite us for impersonating a police officer. I said, no, we're not. We're wearing pith helmets, and we wear Bermuda shorts and wingtips. What police officer looks like that? And they had to agree, yeah, you're right. And we have blue armband. And then they tried to cite us for illicit detainment of a citizen. I said, we had him under citizen arrest because we wanted to know if he had underwear on.
So the cops saw it your way.
The cops let them go. They let me go, but the cops let them go. That's the part that burns me up.
Well, you know something, General? You sure don't know your law, mister. You know?
I know the law plenty.
I had no idea that this happened. When did this happen?
About 6 months ago.
Yeah, General Shaw talked about it.
I don't remember. I wanted to bring it up in the air, and you said to let it go.
Yeah, well, he probably was afraid of a lawsuit.
No, I wouldn't have been afraid to talk about it. I'm sorry, General. I just didn't know that...
This guy and his monkeys with their pith helmets...
That's the other thing. He took my pith helmet, frisbeed it across... You know, it was just him and two other guys were frisbeeing it.
Well, you know, Bill Duggan and Stan Hooverman were with me.
And you took his pith helmet and threw it around?
We tossed it around.
Yeah, see, that's something else the L.A. sheriff didn't like either. So,
all right, we're getting really sidetracked on this bullcrap. So, all right, so this is what you do, though.
We do flare drops, and we do flare drops for speeders. We do flare drops to see if the weight ratio. We got a lot of overweight women that are driving SUVs where the axle cannot hold the weight. Next thing you know, you got a very overweight woman, a big woman. She's got a van full of little tiny kids that she's taking to school. Guess what? The axle snaps in half. The vehicle gets airborne. You got an airborne van with six kids in it looking out the window. And just, you have not seen anything until you see the terrified look of kids in a van that's flying over a spit of sand over here at Wiener Beach.
It's called Warner Beach, not Wiener Beach.
I forgive me. It's Warner Beach. And
kids in a van flying over a spit of sand at Warner Beach.
That's what I see in my mind's eye. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's never happened. That's the problem. Yeah, I bet you'd love it. You'd love it, wouldn't you, to have some fat lady get into a van, snap the axle.
All right, guys, we'll talk about this later. I want to get into this past weekend.
Well, this is it, but, you know, Phil, it's very important for people to know what we do at Citizens Auxiliary Police. We try to save lives.
All right, this past weekend, General, you got to help me out here, okay?
I'm just telling you that I know what these guys do, and it's not, in my opinion, not legal.
You had your chance at Wiener Beach, and you blew it.
I had my chance at Wiener Beach. I bet you get your chance at Wiener Beach once a night.
What an asshole, man.
All right, wait a minute, wait. I don't want to have people have to leave the room. I just want to talk about this past weekend with Tropical Storm Hillary. You sent out, what did you call this?
We sent out what's called a broth alert. Or a stew, or a warm a cup of soup, or what? Basically, what we're saying is,
yeah, it's a General. Sorry.
It's what?
Nothing.
We send out a warm broth or cup of soup alert,
this is all right. So what happened? What this weekend? Citizens Auxiliary Police, what you would think would be deployed to help people through this tropical storm.
That's correct.
That was a new one for L.A. and Southern California, not having had one since 1939. Nobody alive remembers that. We had a lot of flooding, right? And
we had quite a bit of flooding across Los Angeles. We had a lot of flooding in L.A. itself, in Orange County itself, down here in South Bay. We had some flooded intersections at Rosecrans, Del Amo, and other streets that needed Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is our specialty, Phil. This is our specialty. Our specialty is to get out, is to, with the pith helmet on and the blue armband, we command the attention, and we're able to do what we call directional traffic, you know, very assertive directional traffic. So I get out in the middle, and I got on the pith helmet. I'll say, you go there, you go there. And people react to that.
Well, people react to you giving the directions?
Yes, they do. We really get to you, hey, you get there. I will point to where I want cars to go. And but I'll tell you something right now. I haven't seen a driver yet that ain't going to do what Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer says to do in a situation like that.
So you're talking out in a flooded intersection.
Hey, General.
General, no, I've got an honest question. You're talking a flooded intersection. You got traffic stopped.
Not in the flooded intersection, no. God damn, man.
All right, but when they're stopped at a light.
When they are ordinarily stopped at a light, Citizens Auxiliary Police are known for very assertive traffic directions. So we'll point at a car and go, you go there. If they try to go somewhere else, we'll go, no. You know, we'll get their attention. We have whistles. You know, we'll blow the whistle, go, whistle, hey, you, no, right there, you over there. And if they don't, we'll stand in front of the car.
Boy, I'd love that.
Yeah, I'll bet you would, wouldn't you?
So you stand in front of the car, and someone's going to run you down.
No, they don't. Believe me, I'll stand in front of the car and say, no.
Yeah, but you didn't do any of that stuff this weekend.
Well, okay, hold on for a minute.
This is a new one for the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a tropical storm, correct? Because you guys, in the middle of the atmospheric river, well, I don't know, were you guys out there?
You had a problem with the atmospheric river rainstorms as well.
Let me just say something, okay? And this is what I wanted to get out, Phil, for a while. And we have Major Elvis Newton. Yeah, Major, my wife Lois just told me that Major Elvis Newton is going to be calling in, too. And I want him...
Good, I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, I want Major Elvis Newton on so that he can, you know, verify the directions that we are supposed to go in as Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, first of all, I'm going to say this, and I dare anybody to contradict it. Citizens Auxiliary Police officers, you know, when we hear the sound of trouble, we run to it, okay?
Jesus, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's right, General. When we hear the sound of trouble, we run to it. We hear trouble, and we start sprinting right at it, okay? I don't think there's anybody out there that can say anything other than the fact that Citizens Auxiliary Police brings it. We wade into it. You look at our move-ins where we wear our yellow rain slickers. You see those aerial shots of our pith helmets and yellow rain slickers, and you see a crowd of people, and suddenly you see nothing but yellow and pith helmets. As we move in, we fan in, you know?
What do you mean fan in? Is that the same thing as fanning out?
Hey, General.
Wait, hold on. Go ahead.
Fanning in, we go into, is fan out, you fan, Jesus.
All right, so the Citizens Auxiliary Police is known.
We are known. You know what? We bring it. We go wherever the trouble is. You know, a lot of people don't want to go places. We don't want to go places.
Yeah, but this past weekend, you guys were contacted by people in emergency situations, I think, in your neighborhood there in Hawthorne and in other areas around the South Bay, and you were not available.
Let me explain something, okay? A tropical storm is a whole new thing that we need to get up to speed on. We want to take a look at some graphs and some charts, and it caused me pause. It caused a lot of officers, the Citizens Auxiliary Police officers, had to kind of step back and sit down and just kind of take a deep breath. I had Officer Coogan, who is Coogan here tonight?
Not tonight, no.
I had Officer Coogan tell me and said, you know, Brigadier Admiral, I'll go anywhere, I'll do anything. You know, that's the spirit of Citizens Auxiliary Police. I will go anywhere, I'll do anything, okay? You guys go ahead, you lay it on me, man. I'll take care of business. But a tropical storm, I will go and take care of business, but I want to just step back and kind of get a lay of the land if I could and see.
So the guys were not willing to jump right into the middle of it?
No, they were willing to jump in the middle of it. There's no question about it. No question at all.
Well, why were you guys laying around eating soup? Hold on.
Yeah, well, General, let me tell the story.
Guys, they're laying around oxbone soup?
Yeah, you said it was oxbone broth.
We had, my wife made me, only me, oxbone broth, okay? Some of the other guys had their wives make them manhandler. Some of the other guys had tomato soup. I don't know. Some guys, I talked to Sub-Commander Richfield. Your wife made you beef stew? So he had a cup of beef stew. And what we're doing...
All right, so what is all of this beef stew and broth eating?
What we're doing, Phil, is I let out a general alert from the command council. I said, okay, this is the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Let's take a look at it. Okay.
All right.
And so that's what I issued a system-wide delay, which is, let's take another look at it, you know.
And have a cup of broth while you're doing it.
Yeah, or you don't have to have nothing. I mean, just go back to your houses. Let's sit and I know it's getting kind of hairy.
You know, it's hairy for the cops, too, General.
Yeah, I know it's hairy for the cops, General. I just see no cops. Yes, I do see the cops out there, but I don't see them doing nothing. The guys that are doing everything, the fire department shows up and they have fire trucks, and they go, yeah, here we are, fire. I don't see them doing nothing. I see the cops out there. I don't see them doing nothing. What I tell my guys is that when we go do something, we're going to do it. So when they see the pith helmet, the yellow rain slicker, the Bermuda shorts, and the blue armband of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we step out of our vehicles and our wives, you know, SUVs. I mean, we have our own, but most of the time we use our wives. We are there to do business. Okay.
All right, but this weekend you were not.
This weekend was a unique situation. When's the last time there was a tropical storm in L.A.? Yeah, you know.
No, not till 1939.
Yeah, 1939. So we took a step back. It got a little hairy. And you make a big... I just said, go back to your houses, and if you have if you've got some beef broth...
Well, what is it you guys keep talking about, going back to the house and having beef broth?
In other words, what you're doing is you're trying to relax.
That's right, exactly. We're trying to relax. We're trying to get, you know, just... Wow. And I'll have my wife flip on the radio so I can listen and see what's going on.
Sounds to me like you guys are gutless.
You know something... You wouldn't say that if you stand right in front of me.
Yes, I would.
No, you would not.
Right. We have Major Elvis Newton joining us on the line from the South Bay. Is he in his car?
Major Newton is in his car at this moment, yeah. Is he going through drive-through?
Major Newton, are you there, sir?
Yeah, this is Major Elvis Newton, yeah.
Major Newton, hi, it's Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police, sir.
Yes, I want to talk with you in a moment, Jay, but I'm talking to a man. Hold on for Mr. Hendry, I apologize. I got a.
How are you?
I'm great. Could I get a? Great. I want to get a burrito supreme. And I heard what Jay was doing, and burrito supreme. I heard what Jay was. Now that's it. I heard what Jay was doing. Thank you. I heard Jay saying, is that mine? How about some napkins? Jesus Christ! I heard what Jay was saying. And Jay, I have to tell you, I wish that you guys, you're making me and you're making everyone associated with the Citizens Auxiliary Police sound like a bunch of punk.
No, sir, we are not.
Well, it sounds that way.
Oh, you got that right, General, or is it Major Newton?
My name is Major Elvis Newton.
Yes, sir. They sound like they punked out.
Well, did you punk out or did you not?
It's Major Elvis Newton. We issued a take a look at, okay?
Oh, a delay?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I see, okay.
That's right. Because what was happening was it was a tropical storm, and, you know.
So you would look like it was getting a little bit hairy?
It was looking hairy, yeah.
So, all right, the delay, Mr. Hendry, is what we call in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, stop down, have a cup of broth, and...
What is this, have a cup of broth?
It's something to relax. We are not going to jump into anything until to know exactly what's going on.
All right. So the Citizens Auxiliary Police this past weekend did not jump into anything. They didn't do anything. They sat at home eating broth.
No. Is that right, Jay?
We eventually did take another look at it. By the time we took another look at it, we saddled up. I called everybody and said, all right, let's saddle up. We're heading on out. And by the time we did, the rainstorm was done.
Oh, I see. So it had passed through.
Yes, sir. It had already passed through.
Oh, what a load and a half. General.
General Shaw, you know, anytime you want to go toe-to-toe, you let me know.
Major Elvis Newton, sir, I would love it. I'd love it.
You want to go toe-to-toe with me? Major Elvis Newton?
I wouldn't do that if I were you, General Shaw. Probably get your ass kicked.
I'm Major Elvis Newton. I found it.
I know who you are, and I'm telling you, your guys punked out.
That's what I heard, but I'm now hearing... From the mouth of my Brigadier Admiral, you did not puck out, you did a broth break.
We did a broth break, we had soup.
Okay, hold on, gentlemen. So what I'm hearing from you, Jay, and you, Major Newton, is that this is a normal thing to
If my guys are involved in a situation, we run to... Let me tell you something. We don't... You, what are you thinking? When we get an emergency call, we're all over it.
Well, were you guys all over this weekend?
We were all over it, Phil. Because I happened to leave the house with a cup of broth doesn't mean I'm not all over it.
All right, so you left the house carrying a cup of broth.
Yes, we left the house. I had broth and I had soup. Then I sat in the car and finished it.
Okay, so if somebody's drowning, you're sitting in the car...
What is this? Are you laughing? You're laughing at my men who put their lives on the line?
This guy's sitting in the car and eating broth while someone's drowning.
No, that is not the case at all. But you got to take that back. You know, General Shaw, what I wouldn't give.
You know what, Major Newton? I have respect for you, sir, for starting this harebrained outfit called the Citizens Auxiliary Police. But anytime you want to step to it, brother, have at it.
Oh, sheer disregard for who I am.
All right, Major Newton, I want to ask Jay. Jay, you did not hesitate in attempting to save people. That's the most important question.
No, we did not. We sat in the car and finished the... if we had beef broth. What's the problem with that?
What do you mean you finished it?
They're under strict orders. To take a look at it means you go to the car and you're on your way to the scene. If you have broth or soup, if your wife gave you a bag of tortilla chips... Yes, you finish. What are you guys saying? Listen to this guy. You go on this program regularly, huh? Yes, sir. I go on it as regularly as possible. What are you laughing at, Mr. Henry?
I'm laughing at this, Mr. Newton.
The name is Major Elvis Newton. God, take it easy, Major Newton. He didn't mean no disrespect. No, so you say.
I'm saying, Major Newton, that I'm just saying it sounds strange that a guy's going to sit in his car and finish his broth while someone's drowning. That's what we're saying. You're telling me...
No, he's not going to... The person, if they understand something, if my guy gets... He's entitled to finish his broth, isn't he? Why am I not allowed to finish broth?
And the person's drowning.
Who's drowning? Hold on for a minute. What is that? I shall red alert, red alert. Fun, red alert. Does that have something to do with the tropical storm? No, the tropical storm has moved through the area. Shoot. I wanted our guys to show what we could do.
Yeah.
Listen to this guy. Yeah.
That's what I said.
You sound like you need an asthma inhaler.
Major Elvis Newton, I am asking this question for the last time. Do your guys sit in a car and finish their soup, their broth, their whatever the hell it is, their stew, while someone's drowning?
The answer to your question is, someone drowns, that's not their fault. They're there, they're ready to render aid, they're finishing their soup. Do you mind? That's what we're trying to do, is finish up the soup and finish up the tortilla chips.
What are you guys talking about? This is the screwiest thing.
Mr. Henry, I'm going to hang the phone up.
General, I'll just ask you, just hold on, okay? We can talk about it later.
God damn.
You know, I'm Major Elvis Newton. This guy, General Galen Shaw. You realize just because they call me a major, I outrank you.
No, you don't.
Oh, man.
Take easy, Major. Come on. Major, why don't you hang the phone up? I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, you do that. Did you finish your burrito supreme?
I went to limit. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back. I'm going to get me.
All right, that was Major Elvis Newton, who doesn't sound like he's wrapped too tight, Jay.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'll tell you what it means. It sounds like he's not wrapped too tight. It sounds like he's losing. He's got a screw loose already.
Jay, when someone is drowning, I don't think I got the straight answer.
You guys sit in the car and you finish the burrito supreme.
The beat-off supreme?
He said the burrito supreme.
No, you're the guy that got the General Major Newton got the burrito, the bean supreme.
Well, what are you eating again?
I'm in the car. I'm having some beef broth or maybe some stew. Someone's drowning. Okay, yes, I'm making note of that. I'm finishing up my stew. I want to say goodbye to my wife.
You guys sound like chicken shits.
What the hell?
Thank you, Phil. That's the word I wanted to use.
Phil, I could tell you...
Phil?
I mean, Mr. Henry, I can tell you, over this past weekend... You heard what what Major Newton said. We were called punks. We were called dipwads. We were called phony baloney. We had our pith helmets frisbeed into rainwater out in the middle of the intersection where the cars were drowning, where cars were underwater, and my pith helmet got frisbeed out there.
Well, your pith helmet got frisbeed, but you finished your broth. Now, did you save anybody from drowning?
Nobody drowned. Oh, my God, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Every time we showed up, I'm finishing my broth.
And some other guy pulled them out.
Not necessarily. They got out by themselves.
Jesus Christ.
Watch the language if you don't. All right, Jay, I think I got the whole thing. This is exactly what we talked about.
No, you don't have the whole thing. And by the way, and you got Major Elvis Newton, sounds to me like he's going to have a coronary. Like he's going to have a coronary.
Okay, miss.
Who just said that?
Don't worry. So the
who said that?
General Shaw did.
Yeah, anytime you want to step to it.
Yeah, that you and this Major Newton, both of you guys, you want some, you got some.
All right, you name the time and place.
Okay, all right, you guys do that later. General, Brigadier Admiral Santos, sir.
Yeah.
I thank you for your time. It doesn't sound like a successful weekend.
You got a lot of bad press out of this, Jay.
No, we did not. People who understand the work of the Citizens Auxiliary Police know that we bring it.
Yeah, that's right. You wade into it.
That's right. That's right. We run to the sound of danger. We run to it.
Get Major Elvis Newton back.
Well, I don't know that I wanted to talk to him, but, Major Newton?
I just wanted to say that's exactly right. What Jay was saying, we run to the sound of danger. Run to it. When I hear someone go, I go, yeah, I go to it. Okay? Why, that's because whatever you're using has got splinters in it? What did he say? Why?
Thank you, Jay, for participating tonight.
Well, Phil, all you did was make us look like clowns, and you defamed us.
No, we didn't defame you, man. Everybody said that when there were people out looking for help, you guys were in your cars drinking broth or whatever.
You don't drink broth, you eat it.
Okay, eating broth. Thank you, Jay, very much.
Well, I think, again, Mr. Henry, you've done a grave disservice to the brave men and women of Citizens Auxiliary Police. When there is danger.
Yeah, when there's danger, you're going to have a burrito supreme.
I didn't have no burrito supreme for the 900th time.
All right, Elvis Newton did.
Major Elvis Newton. You want to know why people don't like us? Because they don't show us any respect.
Happy? What do you mean am I happy? I told you not to have that clown on.
Yeah, I told you too.
Well, no, you didn't, because we had him scheduled, and we were going to schedule him after something like what happened this past weekend, which was this tropical storm. What are you looking at, bud?
No, I'm agreeing with you, because Mr. Henry said, we're going to get him on, and you guys said, yeah.
Well, I don't remember endorsing it, nor I.
Oh, well, guess what? Yes, you did. So that is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on why, during Tropical Storm Hillary that hit Los Angeles this past weekend, they decided that they would just take a step. What is it called?
It's called a TLA. Take a step. What is it?
Yeah, take another look at it.
Yeah, take another look at it. T-A, take another look at TLA? T-A-L?
I don't know. That's what they say. It's called TLA.
That's the biggest load of dung, and I mean cow dung, I've ever heard in my life. I'm Phil Hendry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good, Phil.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Don Berman from Channel 19 News to give us a look at how things played out. I realize it's a couple of days removed from the event, but we'll see how things went there in the newsroom at Channel 19. When we come back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, brought to you by
the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass. A subscription to Mr. Hendry's Backstage Pass. Well, I mean, that's the subscription, the Backstage Pass. But a subscription to the website is called a Backstage Pass. And a subscription to the Backstage Pass is less... Well, now I forget.
It's less than $10 a month or less than $7 a month for the course of the year. Get a Backstage Pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and get 60,000-plus hours of radio and digital content, plus video casts, home movies, the like.
The Backstage Pass, known far and wide as your ticket to yeah.
The Backstage Pass, the ticket to yeah.
Get a Backstage Pass today at World Famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. It's the greatest value online other than porn.
World Famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Don Berman is at Channel 19, and I'll bring Don up right now. Hey, Don, how you doing?
Phil, a long time no talk, and thank you very much for having me on. Oh, there's our news sounder. That's actually Channel 7's news sounder.
It is, bud. You might turn that off, bud.
I thought it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good until Channel 7 busts us. They don't want to hear that, so turn that off. Thank you. Jesus Christ. I love this kid.
That's the eyewitness news sounder, bud, for Channel 7.
Oh, I thought it was in Channel 19.
No, we don't use that cornball. Do you know that comes from the movie Cool Hand Luke?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, a few people know that, but when you hear that, that's actually from the movie Cool Hand Luke. And Channel 7 decided to use that as their new... I don't know, I don't get it.
All right, Don Berman with us here from Channel 19. Do you guys have any theme music?
We have something that I sang, and I thought it was original.
You sang the theme to your news?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
You guys don't use it?
No. Do you hear it? No, we use the... I think all we use is just something that goes... No, it doesn't go yeah.
What was the one you sang?
At the very beginning, I talked management, L. Ron Martin, into letting me sing the theme. So it would start, Channel 19 News is the news. It's breaking today for you. I'm Don Berman. I'll have you learning about the things we do. Channel, and it went on like that, and it lasted like 2 nights. There were death threats. I don't... What is so funny?
Death threats?
Death threats? Yes, death threats, Phil. That's not anything to laugh at.
That's not funny, Phil. All right, but I never heard of it, and you were the guy singing it.
Yes, I was the one singing it. I wanted to give Channel 19... I wanted to make a standout, and to have the main anchor sing... You know what? I'd rather just forget the whole thing happened. God, I wish I could... How... I am so sorry I agreed to come on your program.
Don, I'm sorry, but you got to admit... It is pretty funny, don't you think?
No, I don't think it's funny. Not at all, because I was humiliated. You know, I had Jerry Dunphy. God bless, God rest his soul. Jerry was a great guy. He called me up and he ripped me. He said, hey, Don, my garage door is stuck. Would you sing that theme so it'll start going up, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was funny.
All right, so Don Berman with us from Channel 19 News. In the newsroom, hard at work, I hear.
Yeah, we have not been out of the newsroom here, Phil, for 3 or 4 nights. And we'll be here again tonight until 2 a.m. as we take a look at the residual flooding around the area and other things that have happened.
Now, as you've heard ad nauseum, we didn't have a problem up here in Ventura County.
Well, because of the fact that the storm turned away from Ventura County, it turned away from Santa Barbara and continued right up the middle of the state. But I'll tell you who did have a problem, if you're interested. You want to know who had a problem?
Who had a problem?
Yeah, you want to know?
Who?
Me, I did, at my home. We had flooding. It came right down that hill. We got a hill that went down a culvert. It flooded, went onto the back patio, all kinds of mud and crap right into our swimming pool. Huh? And I stood there, Phil, and I knew...
Oh, you're kidding, Don.
No, I'm not. And I stood there knowing that I'm a newsman, and I should have known that this was coming. And I called up Goldie Chowers right away, and I said, you dirty... I threatened him, I have to tell you.
You called Golden Showers.
I called him up and I threatened him. And I said, do you know what has happened to my pool? It looks like a giant came along. It looks like the Jolly Green Giant came along and took a shit in it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Watch the language. Watch it, Don.
I'm sorry. And Goldie said, you know, what do you want from me? And I said, you're the weatherman.
Well, what did he not predict?
Well, he didn't tell me. I knew that there would be flooding. I don't know.
You knew there'd be flooding. You just didn't think it'd be your house.
I don't know what I thought, but I stood there, and as the mud came down the back hill of the house, if it came down the back of my property and poured into the pool, I stood out there. My wife has pictures. I was standing there doing this. So happy. I'm so happy that it looks like a giant went to the bathroom in my pool. Yay.
Well, Don, it sounds like that, you know, you got the worst end of the storm, but they did say there'd be flooding in the foothills. They did say there'd be flooding in the mountains.
I know they said there'd be flooding in the foothills and in the mountains. They said San Gabriel Mountains. They said San Bernardino Mountains. I live in Beverly Hills, and while, yes, there's high mountainous terrain or hilly terrain in Beverly Hills, I don't know.
Why do they call it Beverly Hills?
Yeah, I know. So,
did a lot of homes in Beverly Hills get hit like that?
I could care less. All I know is that I saw my home and my beautiful pool that we had just finished last summer. It's only 1 year we've been able to enjoy it. And now, like I said, it looks like it's full of...
Yeah, like the Jolly Green Giant went in it.
What does that mean? Like green? Is it shit a green brick?
Will you come on, man?
Who said that?
Bud.
What do you mean, shit a green brick?
You said a Jolly Green Giant.
I'm just saying that the pool is...
All right, never mind. The pool's full of mud, and it looks horrible.
Yes, it does. So here I am tonight, and the reason why I'm in the newsroom, and I will be working late, is just get my mind off of that. I want it out of my... My wife said to me, well, you're going to come home early. I said, no, I want to stay away from that house. The further away from the house I get, the better. So she and I are going to stay at a hotel out in Pasadena tonight. I don't want to go back to the house. I don't want to look...
All right. Well, Don, I imagine a lot of homeowners in Southern California feeling the same way.
No, they're not. Not. Well, I guess they are, but my home cost a lot.
Okay, Don Berman from Channel 19 News. Let's get the topic off of you, if you don't mind.
Okay, Phil. I was just...
No, but tell me, you're there for the third, fourth night?
Yeah, we're here. We're monitoring the situation. A lot of rain, a lot of mud. Where you live, nothing. That's good for you. You live on the ocean up there, right, Phil?
I live close to the ocean, yeah.
Close to the ocean. No flooding in Ventura County. You had how much rain?
We had about 3 hours worth.
Jesus Christ.
Well, Don, we heard that.
It's okay. So, Phil Henry, it was great. There was a lot of mud. There was a lot of rain. And I'm not going back to my house because it looks like I...
Yeah, it looks like there's diarrhea all of it.
It does. It does. It really does. It looks like the 60-foot-tall woman, had loose bowels or something.
All right, Don. I'm sorry I bothered you.
Well, no, it's no bother. I'm Don Berman, Channel 19 News.
Yeah, but all you're doing is crying the blues about your swimming pool.
Okay. Well, it was a shock. I stood there knowing full well that Goldie Showers...
Are you blaming Goldie Showers that he didn't predict that there'd be flooding in Beverly Hills?
I'm just saying, I asked him, I said, Goldie, do you think there's a chance of mudslides up there? And he said, yeah, but maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, so he did warn you.
No, but, well, I guess he did, because when I finally saw that mud go in the pool, I just went, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
You don't sound too happy.
No, not at all.
That's sarcastic.
Yes, that's sarcastic. But we're on the job, and yeah, it's bad.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're on the job. It sounds like you're worried about your house, and everything else is just...
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Phil.
Well, that's what it sounds like, Don. You're worried about your house, and what else is going on in the area?
A bunch of flooding. I don't know. It's just... I don't know.
Okay, Don Berman, ladies and gentlemen. That was fantastic from the Channel 19 newsroom. Don't turn that on, bud.
Oh, sorry.
Don, you there?
What?
Are you there?
Oh, you're still...
Anyway, there's Don Berman, folks.
I'm Don Berman.
Don Berman, Channel 19 News. It looked like the Jolly Green Giant crapped in his pool.
Yeah, city shit a green brick.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California has been executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Back at it, baby, and the area's dried out, and maybe someday, General, you'll dry out.
What is that supposed to mean?
Just kidding. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Not hard to believe that I feel all right now.
I'm Don Berman.
You seen me.
Never mind.
I hear about your life now. It's not enough time.